Well, Michael, well done. Was a point the least you deserved today?
I think it was. I think everyone said that, you know, coming off the field already. I thought the boys, I thought their intensity out of possession in the first half wasn't good enough, and I asked them to, you know, step that up at half-time. I think that was probably a little bit still the disappointment from last week, having not taken anything from the game. So we upped that second half, and like you say, I think we had, numerous opportunities really to win the game, and, we come up a little bit short. We didn't get the goal that we probably deserved, but ultimately, performance-wise, again, I couldn't really have asked too much more of them.
You told us in midweek that Marco Futax has been doing very well on the training field. You've decided to start him. What about his performance?
Yeah, Marco's done great. I was actually joking with him at half-time because the first 10, 15 minutes, everybody was on his back a little bit, and I was trying to explain to everyone, look, let him get his second wind. I said, he's a young lad, he's been thrown in it a little bit. And once he got his second wind, once he got about it, he'd give like a real composed and assured performance today. And, we see it every day in training. I did say probably about, three or four weeks ago, I think there's a few people missed the trick with Marco. I like what I see, and I've liked what I see in training. That's why I give him an opportunity.
Not a bad finish on his first start either.
Yeah, well, I see it every day in training, so, I come to expect it, and I said that to him at the end there, I say it's a good finish, well done, but don't dwell on it, There's another game Monday, and, I expect the same. He's got two fantastic feet in terms of finishing. And if he wants to make an impact, don't just do it on one game, go and do it for another 20-odd games.
What was the main difference in terms of the performance today? Fans would have been delighted to see the chances you created. It seemed to be more balanced. Mm. What would you say the secret was?
I'm not sure, really. I think, obviously, from our point of view, I think it was an opportunity where, we're away from home, we're coming up against a side that are under a little bit of pressure themselves, playing on their own patch. I said to the boys, make sure, we make the most of that. They are under a bit of pressure, obviously, in terms of what they've spent and, what they've got to use. You only have to look at their bench and the players they bring on is obviously the quality they have. So I asked the boys to get out, get after them, enjoy it. There's no pressure on you. I want you to take more risk in the final third, which I think we did. And more importantly, just make sure that you bring a real controlness to the game.
Was there a little frustration to see the lead slip so quickly, and particularly to David Nugent?
Yeah, exactly. And that was probably the most annoying part of the day. And I could have quite easily have gone in at half time and gone radio rental, but it's not really my style, really, if I can help it. And there's a few choice words in terms of how we defend free kicks, and especially in the middle of the goal. We work very hard day in, day out to deal with crosses and such like going into the box, so that was disappointing. But from then, they got better at it, and we dealt with it a little bit better.
One frustration I know you'll walk away with today was the two bookings for Greg Halford and Joel Ward. I mean, you were quite close to both of those cards. Yeah. Were those players hard done by?
I think they were very soft, but, at the end of the day, I've come to expect that. And that's why I've been so strong with the players in terms of making sure, from a discipline point of view, that we stay on top of things, because, we're getting punished today for the work that, in terms of their discipline that went on before I come into the football club. So there's nothing I can do about that. I think since we've come in, the yellow cards, we certainly haven't had a red card, and I think the yellow cards have been, quite scarce. So, from now to the end of the season, I'll make sure that I continue to make sure that we don't lose players because of suspension, because it's important, especially with a squad the size of ours, that we have everyone available.
Can I ask you, does that now cause a headache for selection for Watford?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, massively. I know we're not the only club up and down the country who'll probably have the same going into the game on Monday. But it does cause us a problem. But, I look around the dressing room and I see an honest bunch of lads who look like they're giving me everything at the minute, which is pleasing. So, we'll deal with it. We're fine. It's a home game. We've got a proud record at home. The fans hopefully will get everyone. Hopefully will get behind us. It's the start of a new year, and hopefully we can start on the right foot.